This is the chosen translation nation story at Beavers Community School. It's called...
Marco and the Angels.
And it's told by...
you. A Bibin. Okay, really loud. In a little town in Romania called Petesti, lived a mischievous boy named Michael. He did not want to listen to anyone. On a cold, blustery winter's day, he went to play with his friends outside on the snowy field. Bogdan asked Michael if he wanted to have a snowball fight. Michael said yes. They both began to play in the snow. Michael threw a large snowball and it unfortunately smacked Bogdan in the face. Bogdan went home sobbing with his face all red like a plum and hurting really badly. When Michael's parents found out, they asked him, "Michael, why did you hit your friend?" "I didn't do anything," replied Michael, trying to hide his guiltiness to not get in trouble. He stormed upstairs to his bedroom, with his parents following him, and he slammed the door shut in their faces. That night, Michael couldn't sleep. Finally, his eyes closed and he saw three angels in his dreams. The first angel looked exactly like Cupid. The second angel was a replica of Aphrodite. The third angel was old and wrinkly like an elephant in the desert and like the queen. The first angel said, "Michael, Michael, you must apologize to Bogdan now." Michael tossed and turned and said in a sleepy, worried yawn, "Why should I? It wasn't my fault. I did it by accident." Aphrodite, posing off and showing off, sang the message, "Believe in yourself and make a good choice." The third angel came forward and in a posh, stuck-up tone said, "Saying that you're sorry will make you feel better." "Okay, okay, I will," whispered Michael. The next morning, Michael went to Bogdan's house. Michael knocked on Bogdan's front door three times and his mother answered, "May I please see Bogdan? I need to tell him something important," asked Michael. Bogdan's mother said, "Sure you can, Michael. He's just in his bedroom playing video games." Michael raced up the steep stairs and into Bogdan's room. "I'm so sorry, Bogdan, when I threw the snowball. I didn't know that it would hit you that hard on your face. Can you ever forgive me?" "Okay, I forgive you. Let's just forget all about that little accident and be friends," said Bogdan. They put their hands together and shouted, 1, 2, 3, let's be friends forever." "Hey, I'm going out for dinner tonight. Do you want to come with me?" asked Bogdan. "Oh, yes, please. I would love to," replied Michael. The end.